Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Today, surgeons in Boston will continue to operate on maimed limbs and other injuries among the victims of the Boston Marathon explosions. WBUR's Martha Biebinger reports the operating table has become an extension of the investigation into who placed the bombs that injured more than 180 and killed three.
Surgeons pulled all kinds of debris out of crushed limbs and open bellies on Monday.
Most of them are pellets. Some of them are nail-like.
George Velmahos is the chief of trauma surgery at Mass General.
They're people who have 10, 20, 30, 40 of them in their body, or more.
Every tiny weapon that came out of a patient's body is being preserved.
We're working very closely with the investigators, and we're handing them whatever evidence we can find.
Ripped shoes and clothes torn apart are also collected in case they hold clues about the explosion, says Tracy Deckert, a trauma surgeon at Boston Medical Center.
Anytime a trauma patient comes in, where it could be possible related to a crime or an accident that is under investigation, all that is always saved.
And may already be under review at the FBI's crime lab in Quantico, Virginia, where evidence is being shipped. Former U.S. Attorney Don Stern says investigators are looking, among other things, for signature elements that could identify the bomb maker.
Some of these cases get solved with a stray wire or a stray piece of metal or a label on a timing device. It's sometimes the smallest piece of evidence that is a pointer and leads to clues, which then can lead back to the perpetrator.
It's not clear if investigators are analyzing tissue samples from patients as well. Surgeons may continue to gather evidence in the coming days from the 24 or so victims in critical condition who will likely need a second or third surgery. Many of them have been sedated since arriving in crowded emergency rooms and don't yet know what hit them. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Martha Biebinger.